Good morning, Symphony, and happy Memorial Day. I hope you're enjoying your day off, and I'm so glad that you're joining us for our devotional this morning. Today, we are closing out the book of John. For today's devotional, I will focus mainly on verses 15 to 19, but I'll read the whole chapter for us. Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 1. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple, whom Jesus loved, therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back against him during the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remains until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Now, Peter is probably one of my favorite New Testament characters because I think he exhibits the human nature of us all. But simultaneously, he is a figure of a life transformed by Christ. Right before Jesus' betrayal and crucifixion, Jesus gathers the disciples together and says that they will all fall away from him. Peter replies in Matthew chapter 26, "Though they fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus replies with, "Truly, I tell you, Peter, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter rebuts back and firmly says, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you, Jesus." But of course, we know how that ended up. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. With his last denial, when he heard the rooster crow, he remembered what Jesus had said and wept bitterly. Now let's fast forward to today's passage. This is after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Verse 14 says that this was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Jesus prepared breakfast for them, and afterwards, as the disciples were together, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" Now, this is a striking question. Earlier, we saw Peter pridefully declaring that his love and devotion for Jesus was far beyond others. Peter responds, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus asks again, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He replies the same way, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus asks him again a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because Jesus asked him the third time. Peter responds, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." So why did Jesus ask Simon Peter three times if he loved him? I think he was paralleling when Peter denied Jesus three times. He's paralleling Peter's denial with the exact thing he claimed to have, love for Jesus. And I love that about Jesus' approach. He doesn't say, "Hey, remember when you said that and then you denied me? How could you betray me like that after everything we've been through?" But instead, he comes with his loving kindness. Jesus is like that. He comes with his loving kindness. And like Peter says, Jesus knows. He knows Peter better than Peter knows himself. And it's truly his loving kindness that leads us to repentance. Now, I don't know about you, but I see so much of myself in Peter. There have been moments in time where I'm so on fire for God and I make these vows declaring that I will do anything for him, that I will go all out for him, and that I love him more than anything else. I've said that I love Jesus, but there have been moments where I've denied him, like Peter had. For example, I've shied away from him and my identity as a Christian with non-believing friends or coworkers. I also chose following my own ways above the ways of Jesus, following culture, following comfort, following convenience. And the saddest part is that, like Peter, I didn't even realize that I was denying Jesus in my life until God, in his loving kindness, gave me a moment of clarity and spiritual awareness. And in those moments of realization, I wept too, like Peter. Now, I don't know your personal story, but I think it's safe to say that everyone can see part of themselves in Peter's humanness. And maybe for you listening today, the honest answer in your heart to the question that Jesus asked, "Do you love me?" Maybe it's no, or I don't know, or yes, but I think I love a lot of other things too. And if that's you today, that's okay. Even though Peter denied Jesus, Jesus still died on the cross for him. And he resurrected from the grave so that he, Peter, could have everlasting life. Even though we may lack in love for him, Jesus' love for you has not and will never change. But with that, let's examine our hearts today and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to love God and to live it out in our obedience to him. One thing I want to point out is that Jesus actually responds after each of Peter's answers. "Yes, I love you." Jesus replies, "Feed my sheep." And then he says, "Tend my lambs." And then one more time, "Feed my sheep." He even gives an analogy that Peter will one day be carried out somewhere he does not want to go. And now we know that it was actually his martyrdom. He was crucified because he was a Christian. But Peter's life, he really took Jesus' words to heart. He was an early church leader and devoted his life to caring for the church by feeding spiritual believers with the truth of God and by evangelizing to tend to the lost sheep. Jesus concludes that passage by saying, "Follow me," which is a beautiful parallel of when Jesus first went to the disciples and said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Now, although we aren't preaching about Peter in our Ordinary People, Extraordinary God series, Peter really was just an ordinary guy, just a fisherman, until he encountered Jesus, and then everything changed. So what does this mean for us? It means that if we love Jesus, our response can't end with lip service or just being a Sunday Christian, but it really must be lived out, both in the life of the church and to those who do not believe. So let's examine our hearts and lives today. Are we really loving Jesus? In other words, is our life reflecting our love for him? No matter where you may be in your faith journey today, allow the nearness of Jesus to come. He has already proven his great love for us. And maybe today he is asking you to Do you love me? Just like Peter conversed with Jesus and then ultimately took up the call to follow him, let us come to Jesus today and respond in communion with him. Let's pray. Lord, take our broken hallelujahs and transform us into your servants, ones that will feed your lambs and tend to your sheep. We thank you that you take our weak and broken vows and turn them into kingdom purpose glory. Help us to love you, God, and we thank you that Jesus, despite our hot and cold or on and off love for you, you have always been faithful and true to us. And we ask that in your kindness that you would grant us to be more and more steadfast in our walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.